all you beautiful spirits. You are listening to WAIF Cincinnati, 88.3 FM on your dial, and live streaming online at WAIF883.org. Our show is Inner Divinity, and we're here every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. to give you tools and hopefully inspire you to live a better life, to discover and live from your highest self, your true self, and to find the peace and the joy that I know lives inside of you. WAIF, as a community radio station, serves only to open its airways to responsible, divergent points of view. The opinions expressed on this program do not reflect those of WAIF, its board of trustees, staff, or programmers. The opinions expressed on this program are my own views or those of my guest. Thank you so much for tuning in today for Inner Divinity, right here on 88.3 FM, every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern. My name is Reverend Louisa Dyer. I am a metaphysical minister, teacher, and author with a master's in holistic psychology. And my co-host is the ever-vibrant sage woman, an ordained intuitive and shamanic priestess. Our goal each week is to give you tools that will help you live a happier and healthier life. If you want to feel more love or peace or joy in your life, or you want to help create it in the world, and you want a little inspiration to keep you focused on that journey, well, then you're in the right place. Our show, every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m., is called Inner Divinity, and we focus here on spirituality rather than religion, because in spirit, we are all one. Whatever spiritual beliefs work for you that help you feel connected to the power that runs the universe, that gives each of us life eternal, and that lives inside each and every one of our hearts, well, we celebrate that divine spirit by whatever name it's called. We are both committed to knowing the eternal spirit of life itself, and sharing with you how it can heal our bodies, our minds, our spirits. Spiritual growth is our passion here. We know that each person is a divinely created being with God-given free will and the potential power to rise up out of any pain or suffering. We know that because we've both done it, and we've watched countless others do it as well. All we ever really need to do to relieve suffering is to discover, to accept, and then release whatever it is that has blocked our conscious connection with that divine source of all life. You can call that God, Great Spirit, Goddess, Universal Spirit, or simply a higher power. In my experience, it doesn't matter what we call it, but it does matter greatly that we call on it. Because what blocks us is often unconscious, that is, below our current level of awareness, we need a power that is bigger than ourselves to begin releasing whatever those blocks are and to begin embracing our God-given birthright to feel whole, to feel happy, and to be at peace inside of ourselves. Both Sage and I have come up from those depths of despair and addiction and self-loathing, so we know it can be done. And we hope that you join us here every Wednesday, 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern, on 88.3 FM or online at WAIF883.org to discover how you can raise yourself up and live the life you've longed to live. Feeling connected with our divine source, with divine power, and taking action from the deep, unconditional love that it offers, that lives right inside of us, that can and does heal every type of suffering. So each week on Inner Divinity, we focus on what works, on what helps, on what really matters. We hope that you and all of your friends join us every week and discover that divine spirit alive and well inside of you. I know it's in you because without it, you wouldn't be breathing. When spirit leaves the body dies. And until then, each of us carries that divine spark of life, along with the power and the love that it holds, right inside of us. And because of that inner divinity, we can make a choice. We can discover the power to rise up out of depression, addiction, victimhood, or any other suffering that we've been participating in. There's never really anything that we need to get or gain in order to experience love or peace or joy or wholeness. There's only stuff to let go of, the stuff that has blocked our awareness of already having all of that living right inside of us. So we begin that journey each week on this show with a little music to uplift our spirits, to remind us of what is true and holy. There is also a Facebook page for this show called Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within. And we'd love to hear from you on that page. Tell us what you'd like to hear on the show. Send us your favorite music. And most importantly, tell us your story of growth and if you'd like to share it on the radio. We thank you so much for joining us every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. And we hope you stay tuned today as we explore practical ways to live a happier, healthier, more spiritually connected life. Here's some music to get us moving on that divine journey. Enjoy. Survive.
art thou in the darkness? Mind it not, for if thou dost, it will feed thee more. But stand still and act not, and wait in patience till light arises out of darkness and leads thee. Art thou in the darkness? Mind it not, for if thou dost, it will feed thee more. But stand still and act not, and wait in patience till light arises out of darkness and leads thee. Truth is one and the same always, though ages and generations pass away, and one generation goes and another comes, yet the word and power and spirit of the living God endures forever and is the same and never changes. Truth is one and the same always, though ages and generations pass away, and one generation goes and another comes, yet the word and power and spirit of the living God endures forever and is the same and never changes.
Hello, all you beautiful souls. That was Paulette Meyer singing Truth is One from her timeless Quaker Wisdom CD, and also Art Thou in Darkness. I love how the solution to darkness is so to look at the light, look for the light, because it's always there. And we started that set with my favorite, Melissa Etheridge, Precious Pain. You know, we have all had it, and we have held on to it far too long. And again, it's divine timing. We might need to until we're ready, and then we are willing to let it go. And that's what we're here doing every week on Inner Divinity, learning how to let go of that pain and open to the light. And if you're just joining us, you're listening to WAIF 88.3 FM in Cincinnati, and we are live streaming at WAIF883.org. Our show is Inner Divinity, and we're here every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern Time, sharing with you the countless ways to live a happier and healthier life. We focus here on empowering your highest self, and I am so happy you've joined us today. My name is Sage Woman, and I am here doing what I love to do, and that is talking to you guys. I am an author, an ordained minister, shamanic priestess, and most of all, I am a spiritual being having a very human experience. So with all that said and done, today we are going to talk about inner peace. And I guess I've been plagued with lots of people and friends and colleagues and clients talking about, how do I maintain that sense of calm and peace in this chaotic, crazy world where I'm plagued with, you know, making money, taking care of the kids, feeling good, and then when is that inner peace going to sink in, and where do I get it from? And I can relate, like always. I'm always right there deep in it, working through this experience. So we'll talk about that. I've got some fun things to play with today on that. But before we go into that discussion, just want to remind everyone that we are a listener-supported station, and we are especially thankful for those who support this show, Inner Divinity. We support the community, and we are supported in return. I am loving the sunshine. I am so grateful that we have it, and it's a beautiful day. I want to start this show off with a quote that I found online when I was thinking about doing, talking about inner peace. And it's by this wonderful woman. She's an author and just has many. Her name is Denise Lynn. And I love this quote of hers. It's, inner peace does not mean that there's no strife in your life. It means that there's a sanctuary in your heart, no matter what is occurring around you. I love that. I'm going to read it again. Inner peace does not mean that there's no strife in your life. It means that there's a sanctuary in your heart, no matter what is occurring around you. So that's the key. It's like, how do we keep inner peace and live on this planet? Because as we all know, what's going on, all kinds of things. And man, it's a lot easier to stay peaceful when everything's going your way or the way you think it should go for yourself. And I get that. But the key is to remain in that space of feeling centered and calm in yourself, even amongst that the stuff that we deal with, you know. So I feel personally that if you're seeking peace, then you must first find it in yourself, because that's the only way you're going to attract more experiences that further elevate or bring to you that sense of peace. So it's an inside job. And I've always felt that way. Not that I can always practice that. Have I looked outside of, you know, myself for peace? Absolutely. Yes. I'm human, right? But when I really step into my truth, I know that, you know, to try to create my joy, my peace, my happiness outside of me is to try to manifest it backwards. Because, like, you cannot seek that in the future, because it's sort of like saying, oh, I'll be peaceful when, and that's a carrot dangling, you know, and there is really no other time than now, because that future essence is just an illusion kept alive by the illusion of linear time. So let's stay in the moment and understand that in the moment when you are creating that inner peace within, then you are going to create that on the outside. So my personal views is you can't really find peace outside of you. You have to find that peace and joy and happiness from within. And there are tons of ways that you can use on your in your daily life and to help create that from within. And I'm going to share some of those things. I've been having fun this week. I believe in fun. That's my energy. I think I said that at 40. I'm not doing anything that was at 50. I'm not doing anything unless it's fun. So, yeah. So creating that peace, I found this little ditty on the 7 logics for peaceful living. And I thought they were so true, but also kind of funny. And nothing wrong with humor. I find that my relationship with self and my higher self and creator is very humorous. And as long as I'm looking at it that way. But we're going to talk about this little energy of the 7 pieces, or the 7 logics, the 7 logics for a peaceful life. And number one is make peace with your past so it doesn't spoil your present. Man, let's just talk about hitting that one. Save that for last. No, that's the big one, because if you are living in the past, you are living in pain. And oh man, that past is where you hold that piece of your story that is related to pain and suffering. And it's not now. It's not now. Because right now, what are we doing? I mean, if we're suffering right now, then we need to think about that. But majority of the time when we're suffering, it's something we're looking back at. And if we are in the moment of suffering, we can switch on that energy within ourselves and choose a different energy. And that would be to make peace with that suffering, make peace with that past. And that doesn't always mean you condone the energy of it or the action of it. What it means is that you make peace with it. Because what good is it doing for you in this moment? It's nothing. It's gone. So I have had to make a lot of peace with my past. A lot of peace with my past, because I spent most of my life living in the past and using that past as my crutch or my scapegoat. And I'm going to own that. Not that the past wasn't suffering. There was some suffering in there. And some of it, I was just way too young for it to be my responsibility. But as you get older and you can claim that, then it's your turn to say, hey, I'm going to step into this place of owning and letting go and making peace with it. And I think that that's a big energy of staying in the moment and feeling that joy that peace gives you. So, you know, and if you're not peaceful or happy with what you have in this now moment, okay, I'm going to tell you, no amount of money, no amount of people, friendships, material objects are going to change that. So that's looking outside yourself. But if you change that energy, your vibration in this moment right now at 2:23 p.m., I think it's the 26th day of February. Yeah, if you change that vibration, I'm going to tell you, you're going to attract what you seek. And it's an inside job. And I love that because it puts that responsibility back on me. And sometimes being in that space of, you know, walking your path and staying in the moment and choosing that vibration of peace without anything outside of you making you peaceful. The kids could be screaming. The dog could be like, you know, being just not doing what he or she's supposed to do, or you're worried about paying that bill. But I mean, it's life. But you choose if you're going to sit in the worry energy that disrupts your peace inside. I know that no amount of worry or unpeacefulness has ever brought me a solution. It has put me further in the hole. So I chose to go to the bottom of the hole because I wanted to make sure that there was no, every crevice I tore into to make sure. So when I hit bottom, there was only one way to go, and that was up. And that was claiming that I took myself to the bottom seriously and I could bring myself up. So it was a change of vibration. And that was certainly letting go of the past. And sometimes that walk in peace amongst the chaos and the drama and the BS and stuff is lonely because lots of people don't want to do the work. They want to blame everything outside of them for their misery. And I get that. I was there. I don't do that anymore. And sometimes when you're walking in that space of faith and trust in yourself and in God and Goddess in the universe, it is a lonely walk because you're not fun to talk to because you're not stepping into that past of suffering or worry in the future. And it is lonely, but not really, because that loneliness is outside of you. When you have that connection to Source, to God, to Creator, to Goddess, to that energy that is way bigger than you, there is no loneliness. In fact, that's the only peace there is. And I speak of experience. I have tried everything out there on the planet to dull the pain and bring me peace, and nothing has worked. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. And not saying that, it is okay. I mean, sometimes seeking peace without myself was kind of fun. Yeah, it was, but it didn't solve the issue or the problem. So it was all about stepping back into ownership of self. And another thing I'm going to share today is, like, I love it because spirit is so cool. Just when I ask, you receive. Ask and ye shall receive. And sometimes I'm not a big planner. I go with what's in my gut and how I feel. And the same way with this show, I don't do well with notes because I can't see if I don't have my glasses. But I mean, I will definitely take some notes, but I go within and ask for Creator to bring me what it is that I'm supposed to step into. And I was on Facebook today posting some stuff, and I just had this beautiful quote that was that I came across, that a Facebook friend of mine, Sophie Maya, hello Sophie, wrote, and I asked her if I could read it, and she said yes. So I love this, And this is about an inside job, which is about holding peace anyway. So she wrote, "It doesn't matter how much chocolate, wine, shopping, or sex I enjoy. My soul continually calls me to go within. When I listen to that voice, I am fed. May we all be fed by the love within us, that spark of infinite breath that breathes each of us. Love yourself, love others. Peace happens, one kindness. Inward seeking, outward giving at a time." Thank you, thank you, thank you, Sophie. I love that. Beautiful writer and so true. So that is my other little piece of sharing. And number two, I love this. What others think of you is none of your business. Okay, let's say that again. What others think of you is none of your business. That's a big one. Big one. Because we seem to always really care about what everybody else thinks. And what if I do this? What is someone going to think? Or what if I choose to show up this way? Well, take ownership for it. Because honestly, one person could think it's fabulous. The other one could go, oh my God, that's like ridiculous. So don't be attached to either. And think about how much time you take in your life to not, you know, think about the time you take to worry about what everyone else thinks. I think if you take ownership for your choices and they're empowered and they're from your soul and they're from your heart and not your ego, meaning that they're for the greater good, then feel good about it and don't lose sleep over it, because that does take your peace right out of the door. And this one is really good. Number three, time heals almost everything. Give the time some time. And for a woman like me who doesn't believe in time, my son will kill me when he hears that. But that's okay. I don't care what he thinks. Oh, anyway, I really don't, because I seem to get where I need to go. I have respect of time if I say I'm going to be somewhere. But I guess in the essence of allowing things to unfold, sometimes you just have to allow things to work themselves out. Many times that peace that we seek outside of ourselves, which again, remember, we're looking in the wrong direction. So maybe we have an unsettled bit of peace within us because we've had an altercation with someone, or we have not been able to solve it peacefully. And we've done everything we can do. We've come from our highest place. We have just been truthful and authentic, but yet there's no reciprocation there. Then give it time, man. Give it time. Give it that time, spirit time, to work the magic of healing and forgiveness. And the most important thing we can do is stay in that place of peace and connection to now and the present and to God and to our Creator and our life's work. Because when we are centered and we are at peace in this crazy, chaotic world, which I guess it is. I mean, I'm not Pollyanna. I pay attention. But my energy, I'm so conscientious of it. I put it in the space of the vibration that vibrates high. And it's not that I don't see the chaos and unpeacefulness. I do, but I don't give my energy to it. And I put my energy in myself, because truly, as much as I'd like to change tons of things in other people and in this world, not my job. I can't do it. The only thing I can do is choose peace for myself and make the change within. And and that leads us to number four, and that is, no one is the reason of your happiness except yourself. Big one. Big one. Like, no one's supposed to make you happy, and I'm not supposed to make anyone happy. That's so weird, especially if you've grown up being taught to please everybody else, or thinking that the man of your dreams or the woman of your dreams is going to bring you that big pot of happiness. That does not happen. Truly, I can vouch for that, because I know in my gut and in my soul and my heart that there is nobody on the planet that can make Sage Woman happy, ever. I am the only one that can do that. And I know that Sage Woman cannot make anyone else happy. I cannot. It is not something I'm capable of. Doesn't mean we can't have cool relationships and love each other and support each other and empower each other. But that happiness doesn't work, because you got to come even. You got to come with your own stuff together, and you got to take care of your things so that when you do walk in harmony in a friendship or a love relationship or a parenting, that it's not about looking outside of yourself to get what you need. Look inside. Look inside, look inside. All the tools, all the gifts are within. You came to this planet with them. You just forgot. And there's that grand illusion that you're supposed to look outside of yourself for everything. Makes sense to me. It used to, but it doesn't anymore. Do you feel my energy? I am where I love to be. I have to say a big hello to my partner and the host of this show, Louisa Dyer. Love you, miss you, can't wait to see you next week. Next week we'll be back here, of course, from 2 to 3 p.m. and Louisa will be in the house and we will be doing the show together. I'm looking forward to that. And I know she's going to talk to me or interview me. How much fun is that? About my new book that I just published called Connecting with the Goddess Within. And that is just a big joy for me, and I'm in gratitude. But more in gratitude to be able to be in the show together next week, hanging out and having a good time and sharing our energy with all of you. So I am going to... I'm going to break it up today. I feel it. It's my rock and roll coming on. yes, it is. But I'm going to play a little Kid Rock, and I'm going to play this song of his I love. It's called Lonely Walk of Faith, and it's a pretty cool song. It gets a little wild there for a hot second, but I know you all can handle it. A couple of the pieces in there I love, and one is God is great indeed if you believe in the everlife. Love that piece. And there's a part in there that when you are walking that lonely walk of faith, and I mean, it's not always lonely, but I think it's from the sense of not being able to fill yourself with all the crazy stuff outside of you. You got to go within and find that place that feels silent. And that's where you practice your energy of peace and you bring it to the outside. But though I walk through the valley of darkness, I am not afraid, because I know I'm not alone. Never alone. We're always with God. We're always with Creator. Even when we don't think we are, because we just stepped off our path for a hot second. And during that time, for sure, we're learning things and building our character and adding to our medicine bag. But so kick back and enjoy these words, I feel, that are wise from Mr. Kid Rock. So enjoy. Thank you. Awesome. Love that song. Mr. Kid Rock, one of my favorites. Lonely Walk of Faith, Lonely Road of Faith, Lonely Walk Road, same thing, right? Welcome back. Welcome back. You are listening to Inner Divinity, and I am so glad that you are here with us today. We are 88.3 FM, WAIF. And we're also live streaming at WAIF883.org. And we focus on spirituality and personal growth. And we talk about practical ways of living a more peaceful life, a happier life, learning how to discover and honor ourselves and live from our deepest authentic truth. And we are here every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Today we are talking about inner peace, and more so about, you know, inner peace in a chaotic world, because let's not, you know, we know it's not always peaceful outside of us, and the world itself is just full of stuff, and it becomes distracting, and sometimes we get caught up in it and we forget to stay in ourself, and that's okay. That's living life, that's being out there, that's the human experience. And I just feel that if we really think about it seriously, and we just make one big decision in our life that we are responsible for our life. We are us. And that being said, when we take that responsibility, we also make the decision to know that inside of us is the job. It's not outside of us. And I think it's weird because we do grow up, at least I did, with that energy of looking outside of myself for everything. If you do this, you're going to be that. If you do that, you're going to be this. My God, it was like, so do what? Be who? I just want to be me. And of course, nothing I really wanted to do fit in with anything that was going to make me be fabulous in everybody else's eyes. And the one thing I know is that the years that I kept looking outside of myself for everything, and they were just unstable, man. They were not peaceful. They were not peaceful. Maybe in a moment of that essence outside of me, I found some peace, but it was not lasting. And it was not true, because it was filling a void inside of myself with something that would end. Like, you can't keep eating and eating and eating and eating. You can't keep drinking wine and wine and wine, or doing drugs and drugs and drugs. I mean, if you keep doing that constantly, something is going to not be good. So you cannot focus on those things to keep you, you know, to make you feel good or keep you peaceful. That's not, and I get it, because I can say those things because I've been there, and it's not judgment. I'm just telling you like it is, because it didn't work. And I exhausted everything. So finally it was like, what do I have to do? I have to look inside Sage and say, what is it? What is inside of me? Oh, there's a spark. There's a light. There's a vibration. There's a connection to where I was before and where I'm going again, and that is to spirit. And I am a soul. I'm a spirit. And I am in this body because I chose to come in this body so I could experience all the stuff that we do on this planet. So why not experience it in a peaceful way and learn from those? There's never failure, only feedback. And it's about honoring where you've been and allowing yourself to move forward and move forward without taking all the stuff with you. So, excuse me, that was my little own inside job there. But we're talking about the seven logics for peaceful living. And number five, let me tell you what, if you're just joining me. Number one, make peace with your past so it doesn't spoil your present. What others think of you is none of your business. I love that one. Time heals almost everything. Give the time some time. And no one is the reason of your happiness except for yourself. And five is, don't compare your life with others. You have no idea what their journey is about. Isn't that huge? Cannot judge a book by the cover. No matter what it looks like on the outside, do we really know? I was a master magician. People looking at me from the outside probably thought my life was just fabulous and perfect, when it was not. It was chaotic. It was not peaceful. And I was creating all kinds of havoc because I was not loving myself and I was not connecting to my higher self. And I'm grateful for those things because they've made me compassionate. They make me be who I am because I know what it feels like to be on that other end. And I'm always respectful of it, but I choose not to go there. So it's my choice to stay in that place of peace. And I never judge people. Mostly because I never wanted to be judged, because I was doing things that weren't really for the betterment of life or me or the planet, but I didn't want to be judged, so I never judged. But I don't judge, because how can I? How do I really know what you're going through? I don't. And I do know suffering, and I know what happens when you're suffering. You don't live peacefully. And it does affect everything. And this earth, we are all one. We're one, we're one, we're one. My story is your story. Your story is my story. My peace is your peace. Your dispeace is my dispeace, if that's a word. Meaning, if we are doing our job, which is being light, being love, looking at life from that place of that higher vibration, and choosing to make empowered choices, choosing peace, then that's going to spread. That's the key. It's like, you know, our mind, we have an elusive place in that mind of ours, you know. We think everything is elusive. We don't think we can find happiness or peace of mind. And we seek it. And it's always been within us. It's always been within us the entire time. You know, you cannot find peace outside of you. Peace, joy, and happiness comes from within, solid peace, joy, and happiness. Because it's not based on another person. Because another person can leave. You know, they can. And a job can dissolve. And that fancy car can, you know, not be our car anymore. So if that's where we're finding our joy and peace and happiness, it is temporary. And truth be known, temporary does not work for me. I enjoy to be in the place of that peace and bliss and the flow. I love that. It feels so darn good. And now that I know it's my job to make sure I stay there, I say bring it on. Oh boy, be careful what you ask for, right? Okay, I love number six. Stop thinking too much. It's all right not to know all the answers. Wow. Wow. That's big. We don't really know, do we? I mean, we don't. We can't truly predict the future outside of the choices we make in the present, I suppose. And we don't always know how something's going to turn out. And we can't, our mind is circular. Just, I always think to myself, how many times have I thought about that today? Is that really helping me? No, it's making me crazy because nothing's changed. Okay, that's just silly. I am mindful of my mind much more now than I ever have been in my life because I practice. It's nothing that I just do in my sleep. I practice because I am like you. I am walking the same planet you are. I have the same weather you have today in Cincinnati, and sometimes it feels great. Sometimes it does not. It depends on who you are and how it feels. So that being said, it is really, truly about allowing yourself to take a break. It's not always necessary to have all the answers to everything. And I think sometimes it's the mystery of not knowing that can be magical, at least for me. And it does give me a little bit more peace, right? When I'm not having to rethink something over and over again. And thinking about it like that is going to make it happen. It's kind of about faith. It's about doing what you do, living from your truth, staying centered, being in that place of inner peace, no matter what is going on around you. There's where the energy shifts because you're not at the whim and the fancy of what is happening outside because you cannot control that. That I understand fully. I gave up controlling anyone or anything outside of me a long time ago because all it did was get me into trouble. I've had enough trouble in my life. So, and lastly, this sort of works with number six, and I love it. It's smile. You don't own all the problems in this world. Smile. You do not own all of the problems in this world. So there you have it. I hope some of those things resonate with you and give you something to chew on, think about, and know that I feel that the more we are all in that place of ownership of our life and our choices of how we choose to experience things and how we choose to work with what is in front of us, it's a consciousness. It's a collective consciousness of inner peace just makes things move forward. So in a lovely way, in a peaceful way, in a way that's not affecting us so that we can't breathe or move or love or give or receive. So I also want to thank everyone for listening today. And again, we hope you come back next week from 2 to 3 Eastern time, right here at 88.3 FM or online at WAIF883.org. You can find us on Facebook, at Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within. And for all the archive shows or to download a free guided meditation to help you connect with your inner your own inner divinity and inner peace, you can visit the host of this show, my favorite person and my partner, Louisa, her website, which is louisadyer.com. And to connect with me, you can find me on Facebook too, at Sage Woman, or you can look at my website, and that is connectingwiththegoddesswithin.com. So, yes, today has been a glorious day. I mean, we're alive, we're breathing. We are in this moment in time sharing the energy of collectively taking on the responsibility for our own life and choosing inner peace and looking at some ways of getting that peace under control. And I'll share with you one more time those seven logics for peaceful living, and one of them might work for you, or you might try one each day of the week. So number one is make peace with your past so it doesn't spoil your present. Two, what others think of you is none of your business. I love that one. I don't know why I do, but I just do. Three is time heals almost everything. Give the time some time. Four, no one is the reason of your happiness except for yourself. Mm-hmm. And don't compare your life with others. You have no idea what their journey is about. Stop thinking too much. It's all right not to know all the answers. I know that's going to help a lot of my friends out there. You don't need to know all the answers. Relax and choose inner peace. Mm-hmm. And lastly, smile, 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 smile. I don't own all the problems in the world. So, wow, love that. Yes, siree. So as this week moves forward, it's Wednesday today, it's sunshine. We're feeling a little bit of that, maybe spring. I won't say, who knows? We never know what Mother Nature's going to bring us, but I am one with the weather, so whatever she brings, I'm gonna roll with. My take on today and what I do to stay in my inner peace, it's a daily communication with my higher self and my God, my creator, my relationship. And we each have our own. I know that. And mine is a constant dialogue of letting go, letting God, let go, let God, letting go, let Goddess, divine order, divine timing, you know, getting up in the morning and asking how can I serve? What can I give? What can I do today to be peace, to be love, to be in service? And what can I do for myself? What can I give myself today that's going to uplift me or empower me? What kind words can I say to me? Can I, you know, shut down that inner critic that's telling me all those stuff that make me unpeaceful? That's a gift to self. You don't have to look outside of yourself for any acknowledgement that you are who you are. Look inside and trust that no matter what it feels like, no matter what it looks like, you are a divine being and you are one with the creator. And I think to me, that in itself gives me a whole lot of peace. It feels right. There's something in that energy of connecting to source and letting go and coming from that place of peace, not fear, but love and peace, no matter what. That rocks. That is like the coolest thing in the world. And it's a choice. It's a choice because I could choose something else. Trust me. Oh, yes, I could. And that I never forget. I'm in awe and honor of choosing to walk the path of the priestess of unconditional love, unconditional forgiveness for myself and for others. And that is a choice and a commitment that I make. So everybody, light and love, rock and roll. Have an amazing week. I cannot wait for next week to get here. Actually, I'm living in the now and I'm staying in the present, but I cannot wait to hang out and be at this show next week with Louisa. So come back and visit us next week. And I'm going to end the show with Madonna, Ray of Light. And you know how I feel about things. Go out there and be that light. Shine bright, shine bright. See you later. Ciao.